USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the road after Wednesday night's debate. The vice president will be in Peoria, Arizona, a suburb of Phoenix, on Thursday. When it comes to the debate, things got rather contentious when discussing a coronavirus vaccine.
We're going to have a vaccine, Senator, in record time, in unheard of time, in less than a year. The fact that you continue to undermine public confidence in a vaccine, if the vaccine emerges during the Trump administration, I think is unconscionable.
To which Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris says,
if the doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
President Trump with no public events on his schedule today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Safety Council. At least 8 people die in distracted driving crashes every single day. The National Safety Council is working to change that. This October, NSC and its partner, Truce Software, will observe the 10th anniversary of Distracted Driving Awareness Month in an effort to eliminate distractions behind the wheel. President and CEO of NSC, Lorraine M. Martin.
Distraction, along with impairment and speeding, have contributed to double-digit surges in motor vehicle fatality rates during the pandemic. More people are dying on the road despite quarantine. Now, more than ever, we must keep our eyes on the road, keep ourselves, our loved ones, and others around us safe.
This October, take the NSC Just Drive pledge and commit to driving distraction-free. TheZebra.com will donate $1 for every pledge taken and match 100% of every donation made to NSC up to $5,000 until November 6th. Visit nsc.org/pledge to take the pledge and learn how to keep you and your loved ones safe.
The stimulus talks are back on for now. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says they want a piecemeal approach to help the U.S. economy recover from damage caused by the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump put an end to the talks after no deal was reached, and Democratic Senator from Delaware Chris Coons tells CNN,
"This is just another example of how difficult it is to negotiate with President Trump. It's like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. He's canceling all negotiations and then within a few short hours saying, no, we urgently need more money to be enacted tomorrow."
Hurricane Delta continues to push towards the northern Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to grow in size, while the likelihood of a life-threatening storm surge and dangerous winds are increasing. Forecasters believe Delta will re-strengthen into a Category 3 hurricane before it makes landfall over the Gulf Coast on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Enthusiasm and engagement in the presidential election next month has risen this year, as nearly three-quarters of Americans say they have given more thought to the vote. That's according to a new Gallup survey. The poll conducted from September 14th through the 28th shows 74% of respondents said they've given the elections quite a lot of thought. As far as why voter enthusiasm may be so high, Kristen Tate is with Young Americans for Liberty.
Well, the largest driver of this enthusiasm, I suspect, is just Donald Trump. Lots of Democrats are not turning out to vote for Joe Biden. They're turning out to vote against Donald Trump. Trump supporters love him. His opponents absolutely detest him. But I think there's something else going on here, which is that the two parties have never been more separated in modern political history than they are right now. I mean, I struggle to even think of two or three common core beliefs and values we have anymore. We're practically two tribes just living on a plot of land called America.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Calvary Chapel San Jose pastor Mike McClure reopened his church for indoor services on May 31st, the day of Pentecost on the Christian calendar. Since that opening, Pastor McClure has been fined over $220,000 by the state of California. McClure and his attorneys are arguing those fines are a cruel and unusual punishment. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.